Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, the topic is that song I Want You to be released in April. I'm coming back in April. You know, I'm not doing regular podcasts on Twitter, but I will be back on Twitter hopefully by April, May. The song I Want You is what I made. It is something I've written legitimately. This is my song that I've been released. It's released. I didn't release it yet. It's going to be released hopefully by April, I hope, on an album, my sixth album of hits. It was a song I did. It's like a song I did a while ago. And it's a little different from my other pop songs. It is what it is. And it's a great song. Song's about finding the right person, a soulmate, you know. I've written it in finding who's right for me in this lifetime, you know, either on the marriage partner or the partnership. And I want to say that I'm aware of the ramifications of what I say. My voice was at a time where it was developing. So I would say it's unorthodox vocally, but it's great singing, songwriting. The music is great. It's a great pop song because I'm a pop singer, pop songwriter. I co-wrote it. It was great to do. But I want to also say that I will be releasing another song, hopefully, after that, called I Won't Give You the Title. That's going to be not as, you know, different from all my recordings. It's probably going to be raw. It's me playing the keyboards, and I'm singing along, and it's about love. So that's that. That will probably be released sometime in 2021, or if not early 2022, but I doubt it. It depends on the distribution company. But what I Want You, I hope you like this one. I would like to have a video out for I Want You, but I don't know. It's just not my decision. It's also the distribution company who distributes my albums. It's also the company that distributes related to distribute the video, so I don't know. So hopefully it should be by April, but if not, I give you more update by April if it's not out. I Want You. I Want You is a song about love, love, love. I love to write songs about love now. It's really ironic because of when I first really became a songwriter, I was writing about rebellion. I was a rock and roller. I was pretty rock and roll. Coming out to L.A., I wanted to be the next Axl Rose or, you know, Jimi Hendrix or something like that. But it was more just rebellion or Kurt Cobain. I was in a Kurt Cobain mode because I had so much to write about because of the harshness of life, the homelessness, the despair. And the pain that led me to being a singer-songwriter. And while all that still have developed me into a stringent songwriter to write about true experiences, it also gave me the chance to write about the most important theme I feel in life, which is love. And I'm glad I was able to write about love. So I want you will be out. It's a pop song because I love pop. I am a pop singer, pop songwriter. I would love to release more pop songs recorded, but I don't know. I mean, this may be it, but I don't know. As far as the one after I Want You, yes, I'm going to release that, but I don't know if I'm releasing anymore, but we will see. We will see, because I release so much music, but we will see. But the most important thing I'm releasing, I Want You. I enjoy creating and writing songs for the audience, because that's what I do it for. Do it for the, you know, on the level of professional, as a professional singer-songwriter and as a professional recording artist, because my music is all on Spotify. I was involved in all the songwriting, that anything that I release by me is on BMI, you know, or ASCAP, and, you know, either co-writer or write the whole thing. That's what I was involved in. But all the songs that I released, the pop songs and rock songs, I was a co-writer, meaning it was one of two people. So it's a joy to collaborate with the other person. But I made songs with groups, and I made songs and bands that have never been released. I don't know if I'm going to release them, because all of them I lost somewhere, you know. I made songs with bands, jamming with different bands that we did the old man's copyright, or we did copyright in our own way, and I don't know what happened to those tapes. I hope to find them. But most importantly, but the ones that I do write, I wrote as a solo artist. So you'll like I Want You. It's a great pop song. Just think of the pop songs you can think of on, you know, you hear on the radio, so on. So it'll come out soon. Talk to you soon. I'm going to do more podcasts about music, the music that I made. And again, my name is Dove Knight, and I will talk to you soon.